GQ Magazine, a commentary, Jeff Fielding, presenting yourself for work, a how-to guide. Good clothes open all doors, Thomas Fuller, British author. Do you wear a suit to work every day? Do you have a dress code? Is it important? When was the last time you bought clothes for work? What did you consider? Read about how to dress for work, as GQ sees it. In a very competitive work environment, our dressing styles can have a profound impact on our careers. How do you dress to maximize your career possibilities? What exactly is the difference between a strong impact and too much? Perhaps one of the biggest mistakes employees make is dressing too casually for a job, says Jamie Walters, a business professor at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. If you're unsure, you should dress conservatively. We have a tendency to dress down in our informal work environment. Do not fall into that trap. The best solution is to understand the corporate culture you're working in and to match it. When a senior boss in your company is looking for the next manager and you've been arriving at work dressed like you've just gotten out of bed, will you be on her prospect list? Probably not. This is your objective, right? Even if it isn't, don't get dressed to get fired. Remember the following. Communication is a form of respect and understanding. Dressing is a form of communication. Respecting is a sign of cooperation and teamwork. In other words, sending the right signals. The expression, fake it till you make it, applies here. It's important to find the right balance, so once you think there's a possibility of a career migration, play the part of that role. Where do you want to go? Walters suggests further that you should look at the direction you're interested in and match what you're seeing. Being a trendsetter is for executives that have already established themselves. Don't come to work in a bow tie unless you're the boss. There's the story of the employee who started in the lowest position of the company and moved up in her career, imitating every one of her bosses, complementing their style, until she became the CEO of one of the largest companies in London. Remember, you're dressing to attract positive attention from your colleagues and not from the people you're meeting at the bar after work. Dressing styles vary according to culture, so be careful in which country you have business activities, and if you work internationally, find out how they dress in their culture. It's such an effective way to make a strong impact. GQ Magazine, Gentleman's Quarterly, Jeff Fielding.